Good morning. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. It's my Monday. I appreciate the station covering for me yesterday. I appreciate you guys listening to me this morning. I think it was a successful visit up to the hospitals in Boston yesterday for testing, more testing for my kidney transplant in the future. And so I want to appreciate Kevin Cobza, who brought me the other week too. Great friend. Many of you know Kevin, a retired lieutenant on the Fairhaven Police Department, just a dynamite guy. And really a great friend to me. So, be glad you don't have to do the Boston traffic. And yesterday, it wasn't too heavy. And we left at an appropriately early time to get there and all that stuff. But how was your Christmas? This is a weird week, right? When you got most of us have a lot of days off, whether we want them or not, we have them. And there's all kinds of fun stuff going on. You got family obligations. How was your Christmas? Are you making New Year's resolutions? I don't make them. I might make some observations that I got to change a few things. But really, I don't do that whole, it's a new year, I got to make a whole new plan. I don't do that. What do you do? 508-996-0500. How was the family dynamic at Christmas? We can change the names to protect the not so innocent. I, of course, see a lot of people outside the, I was in Boston yesterday, talking with total strangers, but inevitably, there are downtimes in the hospital life, right? And I'm a professional listener, professional talker. And I hate boring silence. So I can get stories out of people. And I've heard a lot of interesting stuff from strangers and people not so strange to me. About family dynamics that happen over the holidays. I'm sure you had some interesting family dynamics over the holidays. I heard an interesting story from a woman who's married and they have children, her and her husband. And she was telling me that her mother-in-law wants to take her kid away. Not for any reason. I mean, this is a totally qualified mother and employee and professional person. It's because the mother-in-law is basically a weirdo and wants to spend time with the grandson without the parents being there. For whatever reason. And the daughter-in-law, who was telling me the story, is suspicious of the mother-in-law's religion. And when she explained it to me, I had to concur. And the mother-in-law is always trying to create these situations where she can get a hold of the son, her grandson. And I mean, just bizarre family situations out there. And since I don't have any kids, I don't know what that's like. But I'm sure many of you have experienced stuff like that. And I guess it really amps up over the holidays, right? Because there's different family events. There's all kinds of social events. There's religious events. And there's recruiting events for various religious sects. just an interesting time of the year. And there's plenty of politics to talk about, but sometimes it's good to take a break from that and just talk about the bizarre aspects of our lives and our friends and family's lives. I just think it's a wild, wild time of the year. 508-996-0. As I said, I spent yesterday in Boston getting all kinds of tests for my kidney transplant, which we're hoping is going to happen in the new year. I'm willing to wait. I'm a patient guy. I've waited this long. But in the course of all these medical appointments and different stuff that I do, I have the opportunity to interact with strangers. And they tell me interesting stories. So 508-996-0. But it's kind of open phones. In the 10 o'clock hour, we'll be joined by Tim Dunn from the Boston Herald. But if it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. 508-996-0. Good morning. Thank you for holding.
Happy New Year, Chris.
Happy New Year, my friend. How are you?
Missed you. Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Good.
Anyway, on New Year's, I don't make all kinds of resolutions because I never kind of keep them. I just want to get more exercise this coming year.
What's your plan for getting more exercise?
Walking.
Yes.
I just walk outside, actually.
That's really all you need?
Huh?
That's really all you need is walking outside.
Yeah, as long as you do it at least three times a week. What else was I going to say? What I found astounding was that on the news, these two brothers are fighting inside the hospital. What's this world coming to? I mean, in the hospital? In the hospital bed, it was just on the news.
I heard it. I thought the same thing as you. I was actually in the shower, because I listen to Tim while I'm getting ready in the morning in the shower. I heard it on the news, and I thought the same. How crazy is that? As if the hospital workers don't have enough stress and misery to put up with. You got to put up with that foolishness?
I know, but they got arrested, the two of them.
They should.
The one in the bed and the one that came in. Two brothers.
What do you think they were fighting over?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have a clue, but I think that's pretty bad. But I'm so glad my Christmas was very peaceful. That's all I wanted, just peace. And with my family, you know, it was good.
Yeah, I think this is the time of year where we should rejoice, be thankful. I mean, I think what most of us, if you were born in America or if you somehow got here, that's something to be thankful for. The rest of the world, with limited exception, is really terrible.
Yeah, and Christmas is about Jesus. It really is. And then I'm glad everything's going well with you, with your kidney.
Thank you.
I'll be praying for you that it all works out good.
All right, my friend? The praying is the most important part. I've told you this in the audience, that the doctors have told me they have no reason to explain why I'm alive today. Really no reason to explain. And that, to me, is a miracle.
Yeah, that's right.
And that comes from all of you praying for me.
I'll keep praying for you, hon.
Thank you.
Okay?
Thank you.
Have a good New Year.
I'll talk to you hopefully all New Year long.
Okay, bye, Chris.
Bye-bye. It's an interesting book out. We were talking about it. I was talking about it with Joanne Hodgson, actually, Tom's wife. And Dr. Siegel, who's on Fox News, wrote a book basically about witnessing miracles in the medical field. That not being able to explain stuff, and therefore it was obviously a miracle. This is a longtime doctor explaining. He wrote a book about it, and he's hawking the book now. And so you see a lot of it on Fox News. And I believe that I was a beneficiary of that type of blessing, right? Because the doctors have said to me, there's no reason for you to be alive. We cannot explain it. And again, I'm very thankful for the doctors, the nurses, who took care of me when I was so sick and take care of me to this day. And that, to me, is the hand of God, too, as well, right? But anyway, 508-996-0500. If it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. Open phones, whatever's on your mind. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Did you have a kidney transplant?
No, but more testing preparing me for it.
Gotcha. Well, I hope it really goes well, and certainly we'll keep you in prayer. That's a big transition, and I certainly hope that goes well. I really do.
Thank you. And
we'll be praying for that. And I get others to pray, too, as well.
Thank you.
Which is important.
It's very important.
And it is. I just want to say that how much better you sound since the day you came back, and that you just sound so much better every day. And your voice is better, and everything about you, you're doing such a great job, and you sound fantastic. You wouldn't know that you were on dialysis.
Thank you.
That's for sure. And I'm glad that you've recovered to the point where you have, and you will continuously recover too. And like you said, when we have those moments, and I myself had a couple, and one in particular I had taken a fall years ago, about 25-26 years ago, and I came down to the back of my head onto cement.
Oof.
And they from about 15 feet high. And the doctors, when I was out for a while, and I had family come to see me, and one particular doctor was saying to my brother that we don't know if he's going to be paralyzed. If he's not paralyzed, it's going to be a miraculous. And first of all, we're not even sure why he's alive.
Right.
But they said more than likely they thought that I would be paralyzed, and that, but I wasn't. I didn't have that problem. But that is the hand of God, because if God wanted you taken out, he would have taken me out then, that's
yes.
for sure. You know, and I have no doubt about that. And those are valuable lessons and reasons to be grateful every day.
And you know what, my friend? That's an important story to tell, because there are people like me and like you who've been in a desperate medical situation, but because we knew, had faith, and had heard about all the miracles and stuff done in modern medicine today, that we were willing to maybe try a little harder, because we did have hope, and hope is very important.
Right. Very, very important. Absolutely very important. And without it, we don't really have much of anything. And without hope is something that drives the gears for other things to happen that we can't even see, that
yes.
we don't even know about.
Right.
And with a little bit of hope, it goes a long way. It really does. And that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. I'm so glad you're doing as great as you are. And I know that it's going to go even better for you down the road, for sure. Keep you in prayer, for sure.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for sharing that story with us. All right, guys, I see you on hold. It's open phones. We'll have Tim Dunn at 10 o'clock. But if you want to tell me anything at all, I'm talking about my continuing medical journey and the hope of it, really, because it's an adventure. And it may sound strange, but I'm loving every moment of it. I really am. All right, I'm going to take a break, and then we'll be taking your phone calls. Again, if it's on your mind, I want to hear about it. 508-996-0500. Stick around. Looks like a very short break. Stick around. Not that bad yesterday, because there weren't a lot of people, because of this kind of really interesting time of the year when people get a lot of days off. So there wasn't a lot of traffic. Now, what do you do for the new year? They're going to have, downtown New Bedford's going to have fireworks. It's going to be great. Thanks, Tim. You could see it from Fairhaven. It's really marvelous time of year, really. And me, it's funny, I was just talking with the great Marcus Ferro about this. Not a go-out guy anymore, but I had stopped really being a go-out on New Year's Eve type of person before I ever got sick. To me, it was amateur night, right? You get a lot of people out being silly. Things are overpriced. You got to wait in lines. Now, if they're one of my sponsors, those lines are worth waiting in to get in, because that's a marvelous place to be. But me, I am content with watching the stuff on television. To go to Times Square or to go to Boston, that holds no allure for me. I was listening to television over the weekend, as many of you were, and they were talking about people who put a diaper on and go to Times Square because they know they're going to be stuck in Times Square with the inability to get to a bathroom. So they have to wear a diaper. That, to me, seems like no way to ring in the new year. For me, I've never worn a diaper since I wasn't a child. To me, it would seem like it's not a good time. In other words, I've made a mistake. If I'm a fully medically sound adult making my own decisions and I'm wearing a diaper, I've failed. Right? I have failed. I think the idea that you're going to, first of all, drive into Manhattan or drive into Boston, strapping on a diaper at home so that you can stand outside in what is guaranteed to be very cold weather for New Year's Eve in a public space, overpaying for drinks and food. And the bonus is you're wearing a diaper so that you can what? Hang around with other people who are all obviously wearing a diaper so they can hang out on a street corner in January in the Northeast in a place like Times Square. That to me seems absolutely a bad plan. It really does. Me, I'd rather be on my couch watching CNN, which I think does a pretty good show for New Year's Eve. I think Anderson Cooper and the guy from Bravo, Andy Levine, I think, Andy Cohen, those guys are pretty funny. I think they're pretty funny. And, you know, hopefully people are on television, they're drinking, they say dumb things, inappropriate stuff. To me, I laugh at that. And I think it's funny. It's all in good nature, good natured fun. And best of all, I'm not wearing a diaper. Because when I was listening to the people, it was on Fox News, they were having this conversation, talking about the people in Times Square, and I'm assuming this is other major metropolitan areas, where they have heavy security. They have to wear a diaper to experience the dropping of the ball and all the revelry for New Year's Eve. No thank you. Really, no thank you. That's the other part about going to downtown New Bedford. I don't believe that you, because of the crowd size, are required, due to circumstances, to wear an adult diaper to enjoy yourself or to not mess yourself. So another reason to go to downtown New Bedford for New Year's Eve, you don't have to wear a diaper. So 508-996-0500. That's how you can get on the program. You know, it's that magical time of the year here on the South Coast when your car won't start, your wallet's empty, and that special somebody on your list has champagne dreams, but your wallet's empty, right? Don't panic. Mid-City Scrap right in Westport has your back. They are paying top dollar for junk cars, running cars, rusted cars, even frozen solid cars. It really doesn't matter. They'll tow it for free. They'll get it out of your sight and get you the cash you need for those Christmas gifts and heating oil. And let's be honest, more eggnog. Call Mid-City Scrap today or just stop by 548 State Road in Westport. Mid-City Scrap, turning junk cars into cash all winter long. All right, open phones if it's on your mind. I want to hear about it. Let's go. We got people on hold. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Good morning, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
Mr. Bob, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, my friend. How are you?
Great. I'm doing great for an old guy. Hanging in there. Do my exercises, take my vitamins, all that stuff. Good stuff. And I believe in the power of prayer. And that's one of the reasons why I'm calling. You there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I had two brothers that were on the oldest vessel in the city called the Dartmouth. It was made of wood. The oldest in the fleet. The Midnight Sun went down with 11 men. It was the newest vessel in the fleet. I had two brothers on the wooden.
Really?
The oldest one. My mother's prayers. I used to wonder, why do you pray so much? Well, she says, the more you pray, the more you put in the bank. It's like putting money in the bank.
Bob.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. No, I'm having a little technical problem with my headphones here. That's an amazing story.
Yeah, it is. And she had five sons, and none of us went to war, but we went to the military. And she prayed for that none of us would go to war.
War is a horrible thing. A lot of people, the world is never better off because of war, quite frankly.
Mm-hmm.
And the amount of human capital destroyed in wars is astronomical.
Awful. Awful. Terrible. That's why I love Trump so much, because he doesn't like wars.
Yes.
Doesn't like drugs and doesn't like booze. But I do love a glass of wine every day.
Yes.
With my dinner. That's not too bad, right?
I don't think so, Bob. In fact, there's studies that say it's helpful.
Yeah.
And what I don't know, what I know about you, Bob, is you exercise too, which is key.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. I do 6-7 miles a day on my stationary bike while I'm listening to you and watching tennis on TV with no sound. I'm listening to you.
And Bob, so for those people who don't know you, how old are you?
88
years old. And you do what every day?
Almost every day. I ride my stationary bike about seven miles.
That's an and you've been doing that since you got your blood pressure taken by a client of your barbershop, right?
Wow, you got a heck of a memory.
Yeah.
Terrific. Yeah, that's great. Yeah. I was a client in the barbershop. I told him I was feeling kind of punk, you know? And he says, well, let me check your blood pressure. So he went home, got his blood pressure kit, and he told me, he says, your blood pressure is kind of high for the young fella. I was about 37, and I had all kind of business going and stuff, you know? So he says, this is what I want you to do. He says, you can go to the doctor. They'll give you blood pressure pills. That's artificial. I want to do it the natural way. He says, I want you to walk 3 miles every day. I measured 3 miles from Lund's Corner to my house. So it was about 9 houses north of the fire station going towards Sasquatch. I used to walk to work. It was exactly 3 miles.
Yes.
I couldn't believe it. So he took my blood pressure about 3 weeks later. And 3 weeks later, my blood pressure was way down. It was like 110 over 77 or something like that. So I've been doing it ever since.
It is an incredible fact that if you just walk a couple of miles.
Oh, that's terrific. It's tough to walk now with snow and ice and cold, but my my bike is terrific because I can watch golf, like I can listen to you, and just put the voice down on the TV and listen to the radio. I can do two things at once, you know, or maybe three things, right?
Right.
Yeah. So anyway, that's why I get my exercise in. And we go out to dinner almost every night, different restaurants all over the city and Bay and Fall River. And it's something to do, you know, you got to stay active. Because
yes.
I get bored sitting around because I was so active all my life, you know.
It is, Bob, you're an inspiration to everybody. And again, it doesn't cost much to take a walk. And everybody can do it unless you can't, in which case that's too bad. But exercise is crucial.
Very, very crucial. And prayer.
Prayer.
I agree with that. And I say one for you every night.
Thank you, Bob.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too, my friend. Bob Dubois, everybody. Look, and then, you know, obviously it's a little cold. And the snow and the ice can make it difficult to walk, as Bob points out. But that's only a couple of times a year, really. And the other thing we have around here, lots of, are school tracks. Think of the track in Fairhaven on Cushman Park. Out at Aponequit, there's a track. There's a track just about at every school. And those are very safe to walk on. Don't bring your dog. You can't bring your dog. But you can walk the tracks, and those are very safe surfaces usually and safe environments. And it's just a great thing to do. So if you're going to do something in the new year, maybe add a 3-mile walk a day. You know, you got to work up to it a little bit, but at a leisurely pace. Go to a track, do it around your neighborhood, whatever. Some people are self-conscious. They don't want to do it in the neighborhood. Whatever you need to do to get out there and just take a walk. It's good for your mental health, too, as well. And while you're doing it, please say a prayer for me and everybody else out there, including yourself. All right, 508-996-0500. As you can tell, it's open phones. I had a wonderful visit to the doctors yesterday, testing me for a kidney transplant. It's off in my future. And I got to tell you, I'm a little scared, obviously. But I have hope. I have faith in the doctors, in the nurses, in myself, and of course in God. So it's a great time of the year, right? If you got something on your mind you want to talk about, I'd be happy to hear from you. 508-996-05. And then in the 10 o'clock hour, Tim Dunn, formerly of WBSM, now of the Boston Herald, will be here. We'll talk politics, state politics, all that good stuff as we close out the year. This will be my last show of the year, I think. I'll talk to Tim at the break. 508-996-0500. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Hey, you.
Hey, what's happening? It's Getty.
You got your lucky charm, huh?
Yes.
No, I mean the Irish lucky charm for you. Things are moving in the direction the way they're supposed to for your kidney. I'm so excited for you.
I'm excited, too. I really am.
Oh, I know. But you know something? I'm like you. I'm very scared. I can't imagine how scared you are. I think about that. Because, you know, we get so complacent. We're so used to it. It's like, do I really want to change that?
Right.
Like, some people don't even want to change a prescription.
Right.
You know, but because everything's so scary. So, but it's a new scary world, we should say.
Here's the thing. I don't worry about things. Because I have faith in God. I have faith in my fellow people in the system who are doing it. All these people have come before me.
Right.
And I just, I control what I can control, and there's very little in this process I can control. The only thing I can really control is what I put in my body and how much sleep I give my body and exercise.
Right.
Right? That's really, and I can also control what I focus my mind on. That's really all I, other than that, I got to give it up to God and the doctors and the nurses.
Let it go. Yep. Exactly. Let it go and give it to him. Absolutely. Oh, I love what you said, though, how you just said that. Very eloquent. Well, I'm thinking of you. And yesterday, Ken was on. I griped about my bill. I just couldn't believe what I'm looking at.
Tell us. And, what is it?
But I'm not going to gripe about it today because I'll do that after the New Year's.
Okay.
I will gripe about it again. But I embarrassed myself. He asked me who my state representative was. And I was so like, I don't know.
Can I tell you something? Ward 1, where you live, has four different state representatives.
Well, you know what? I thank you. Because he said Markey, and then I'm thinking Sylvia. And I'm like, but what's Sylvia?
It could be any one Sylvia, of them.
But because, there's one in Fall River, and then there's a Sylvia, and then there's a Markey. And he said Markey, and I just said yes. But I was so embarrassed. So embarrassed.
Well, you guys in Ward 1 have a unique situation because you've been divided up with four different state reps splitting up Ward 1. That's called gerrymandering. That's what it is.
That's the word.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You've got it right there. And Democrats are trying to do that with how they're going to divide Democrats from Republicans. And you can't do that. That's illegal, right?
It's how our system works. And there are, see, it's named, gerrymandering is named after Aldrich Gerry, who was a Massachusetts founding father and congressman. And he, recognized that you could really change the outcome of elections simply by who was allowed to live in that particular district, by cutting the lines. And for years, it was an art. Today, it's a science because of the computer models and everything. They can literally draw a line like they did in Ward 1, creating four different state representative districts out of one single ward to benefit the Democrat Party. It's really outrageous.
Well, I know Texas was fighting that big time a few months back. I think they got it settled. I think Arizona was starting to go through that too. But I was embarrassed. And you're right, there is a lot. And then my ward, I thought he, at first he, when he asked, I'd be like, Ward 1 Council, Leo Chiquette. But then Leo, because he heard me on the radio complaining, and he said, call me. But yeah, I tried, but I know he's busy. But yeah, that was so odd, just an odd moment in my life. Like, I'm like, is it a Sylvia? But then I got to say the Sylvia right in the first initial, because then they'll think I'm thinking of Fall River. And then I'm like, is it a Markey? So I just went with that. I said, yeah, Markey.
It could be Olette. It will likely be Jesse St. Gelais if you're in Olette's district in the next year. Well, the year after that, actually, because he won't take office till January. But, very easily could be the former Green New Deal lobbyist, Mark Sylvia from Fairhaven.
Can I ask you something?
Sure.
A caller called in to Tim's show, and he's a wonderful man. He's really good. I call him the statistics man because he's got them. So Tim asked him a prediction about Maury Hill, and he said, geez, I don't know, because Democrats, they just keep, hurting themselves. So what is your prediction for, even though, we won't know until 27,
right.
What are you thinking? What is your feeling about that, her staying in?
I think it's going to be very hard for people who voted for her before. In the swing vote category, I count myself among those because I voted for her, although I normally vote. I vote for the person, and that's right. Why I sometimes vote for Democrats, including her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But I think it's going to be very hard for people like me, swing voters, to vote for Maura Healey again, given the utility bills, what our neighbors are paying, the migrant crisis, and the general corruption that I see and most other people see in mm-hmm. state government.
Yeah. Well, I pray to God she's out. Oh, my God, she's killing me, I'll tell you that much. But I won't gripe about what I griped yesterday, because I'll save that for after the New Year's. And I know it must have been hard for you to be off the radio.
It is. It always is.
And then you got another week, I think. You don't know if you're back or...
Well, I'll ask him at the break. I just don't, you know, I think this is the last show of the year for me. I believe it is. I don't think I'm here tomorrow. I know I'm not here tomorrow. But and thanks for the call as always, Skeddy, and the kind words. And when I do ultimately get the transplant, as I mentioned before, I'll be out for 3 to 6 months. Mostly because I have to isolate because of the drugs they're going to give me to fight the my body from rejecting the organ. So the immune system suppressors, things like that, that are going to require me to be isolated. It's all right. It's a small price to pay. Other people have done it before me, so I know I can do it. All right. I see you folks on hold. Kind of open phones, but I do have to take a break. I've run a little long here. Stick around. It'll be a short break, though. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the program. There's a little Michael Bublé Christmas music for you, and then we'll put it away at the end of the week for another year, right? There'll be no more Christmas music here, although I do enjoy it. I do enjoy it, as I know many of you do as well. All right, we got a bunch of people waiting on hold. Let's go to the phones. Good morning. Thanks for holding.
Chris McCarthy, Barry Sylvia, your favorite Democrat. How are you?
Merry Christmas, Barry. How are you?
Merry Christmas to you, Chris. Chris, we made it through our surgery. I had a mass located behind a vertebrae and between my vertebrae and my spinal cord. And Beth Israel Hospital, Harvard Medical neurosurgeon, great job he did, Chris. So, like you, we always say, what do you say? God willing, I'll be here tomorrow.
Yes,
right,
sir.
Chris? I got to tell you something about coming out of fully anesthesia, though. You know, obviously, you're waking up, you're a little groggy, and you start feeling, you know, you knew what we were there for. You hope you're going to have all the things you had. Sorry, Chris, we're getting directions in Boston. But, you know, you hope that you have everything consistent to when you went under the general anesthesia. You hope that you have Chris McCarthy and Stephanie on the boat icing down the coolers. This cool guy Hank walking down the dock with a bunch of nice sandwiches. So you hope that everything's the same. But as you're coming out of the general anesthesia, Chris, I got to tell you something that scared me more than anything. It scared me more than when they were feeling my feet to see if I had any feeling from the nerves. I honestly, and anybody that's ever been in general anesthesia, I honestly said to myself, did Donald Trump really win the election? And Chris, for a good part of an hour, I wanted to ask someone, because I said to myself, if Joe Biden's still there or Kamala Harris is still there when I walk out of this hospital, what am I walking out to, Chris? Right. It was one of the biggest scares I've had in my life, my friend.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
Yeah, but you just don't know.
That and imagine if he had one. Barry, I'm glad that you're going strong again, and we'll be back on the boat in how many months till we're back out on that boat?
Well, believe it or not, they had me walk out of the hospital. They had me walking 3 times a day. The good news is that, you know, that they got the mass out without interrupting my spinal cord and functions.
That's always a worry.
Great guy, Dr. Gandhi, unbelievable. 4 to 6 weeks, I'll be back. Just no lifting, twisting, or bending right now. And the good news is I can enjoy the great United States of America, not having to worry about our country for the next few months, right?
That's correct, sir. Barry, always great to hear from my favorite Democrat, Barry Sylvia. Mac Auto Sales, 188 Rivet Street in the great city of New Bedford. This family-owned business repairs all makes and models of automobiles, just like the one you're driving, the one sitting in your parking lot or your driveway. So we need to get your car ready for the long, long winter I think we're going to have, and I'm sure you do, call Mack Auto Sales and Repair. Make an appointment, 508-565-6221. They're open weekdays, 9 to 5, for your convenience. If you mention WBSM to this family-owned business, they will give you a break on the bill. You have a foreign car that needs repair, that's perfect. Mack Auto Sales specializes in servicing foreign automobiles. Ask about their aftermarket accessories and their quality used cars for sale. Stick around, we'll be right back.